And on the other side of the world, still alone, still in her room, her daughter, Hermione. And she screams. She screams from her dark little room, across every sea, over every ocean separating her from her mother. She screams, "What is taking so long? Why aren't you back yet? What more do you want? You need to be here with me now, I love you." That's what you're supposed to think about a child, innit? That's a miracle. Only she rarely is, because I tried everything for it not to be this way. I drunk stuff down. I stuffed stuff up. Burnt my skin in the bath. It's true. Even the stuff that didn't happen, because I would have done it if I had the energy.
Tortoise look like a Christmas pud. There's only one man who should rule this neighbourhood, understood?
Thank you, Hare. Tortoise, what do you say to that?
Well,
sorry, Tortoise, I'll have to stop you there. The race is about to start.
Thou knowest the mask of night is on my face, else would a maiden blush bepaint my cheek for that which thou hast heard me speak tonight. Fain would I dwell on form, fain deny what I have spoke. But farewell, compliment.
My gay best friend Matthew to ask, how you doing?
I didn't care if it was a 15-year-old joke. It was still funny. And so it was to me and my faded to grey, juicy couture, tracky bottoms and a Pokemon t-shirt I'd worn semi-ironically at university and a greasy topknot that Simon arrived home at 4 in the afternoon.